期待下周六。
On Sunday, next Sunday, the speaker we expect will be Trevor Kamstra. He and the family are going to be coming in sometime later this week, we believe. Hopefully they'll be with us on Saturday evening, and he will minister at both meetings on Sunday morning. We've been announcing that we're going to have some gifts.For you, today, seeing as it's Christmas Day, so we'll talk a little bit more about that after the next meeting. The gifts are available for you to take after the Family Bible Hour. I'll tell you now what they are so that you don't miss out on any of them. There is a gift of something to read or something to listen to for all of you. Some books, we've had a lot of books. Some are new and some are not. And they're all of some interest. Take something that's interesting to you. It'll be in the lower rear room, Caleb's Sunday School room, I call it. And so just go in there, help yourself to something that is going to be good for you. On the way out the door, we hope to have three strong men, and each will be bearing gifts. One will be a little bit of chocolate, because that's the time of year. One will be a calendar for the coming year, a gospel calendar provided for us by the brethren at the Richmond Gospel Hall, I suppose. And some of them are all English, some of them are English and Chinese. Take which one you would like. Everyone gets a calendar. And in addition, everyone will get a special package of Christmas goodies put together by Margaret Roberts' daughter, Melody. And there's something for each of you there. So you should be walking away with four gifts. Actually, you should be walking away with five gifts. But the fifth hasn't arrived yet. It's still in the mail somewhere. So you'll get that maybe next week or the following week. Whenever it arrives, we'll get that as well. So Merry Christmas to you all. Our Christian training classes will continue starting January the 8th. Continue to pray for the sick and shut in. And at Christmas time, it's just a little bit lonely, so remember them. And remember also the many who are traveling and presenting gospel to family at this time of year, family and friends on the other side of the world, is bright, that their ministry will be effective. And the event's announcement is that Chinese New Year will be a special program for us here at the chapel on the 28th of January. I believe that those are all the announcements at the present time. Let's just pray again and then consider our word. Lord, we want to thank you so much for this time of year. We do wish Merry Christmas to others, Lord. We do it because we have a Merry Christmas. We've got the Christ of Christmas right in our heart. We've enjoyed his blessing and his bounty, some of us for many, many years. We confess that the Christian life keeps on getting better along with the Lord Jesus, more wonderful and profound. His bounty upon us. He came to give us life and that more abundantly. And it's the abundance of life that thrills us. And all of it speaks of the character of our Savior. And it is our blessed Lord Jesus Christ that we give thanks for this morning. We rejoice that we've been able to take this time just to ponder afresh all the wonderful things that he has done for us. We thank you for this day. We just pray that you will continue to bless it. And we're thinking, Lord, of others who will be joining us. Pray for the Christmas program, Lord, and the children who will be taking part. And for them, Lord, a lot of responsibility. And we just pray that you will help them as they do their parts. And we pray that all of us will be blessed as the message of the gospel goes forth from these younger voices. So we give thanks now and pray that you'll bless us as we consider again your word. We ask. So you might turn to the book of Luke, chapter 1. I've been considering in my mind the characters of Christmas. There are really six named characters in the Christmas story as we usually understand it. There was Zechariah and Elizabeth. There was Mary and Joseph. There was Anna and Simeon. And then there are the unnamed characters, the blessed unnamed characters, the shepherds and the wise men. So you've got six named and others unnamed, eight groups. And frankly, if I'd been around the world at that time, I think I would have been like, would have liked to have been one of those eight. My question is, who would get to be in that blessed position? It's interesting. And we'll just read the introductory verses regarding Zechariah. Chapter 1 and verse 5 says, there was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zechariah, of the course of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. So what do we know about these two and the other named the characters of Christmas? And the interesting thing is that they all have biblical names. None of them have original names. Zechariah was named after the prophet. Elizabeth named after Aaron's wife. And so you go down the list. They all have biblical names. The problem with them is that we know very, very little about them. What do we know about Elizabeth? Not that much.
我们不知道伊丽莎白的背后背景太多，西面也是，我们也知道的很少。
But interesting, because their names have been given to us, we would understand that they were named by the Lord and given names of significance because their lives in part would parallel the lives of those after whom they were named. The Spirit of God would name them. Certainly the Spirit of God was the one who named John, and the Spirit of God was the one who named the Lord Jesus. We believe that he was the one who named them all. And so I'd like this morning just to look at each of these in the light of their Old Testament names or parallels. And so what do we know about Zechariah? And in this context, I had the privilege of reading the book of Zechariah last week, just to wonder how it would relate to this wonderful man, Zechariah, in the New Testament. And the key thing about Zechariah is that he was the prophet who prophesied that the children of Israel would not and should not stay in Babylon, but that they should be liberated and return to the promised land and enter into all the great blessings that God had for his people. He was an encouraging prophet to read. Sometimes when you read the prophets, you find them just a little bit heavy. There's a lot of doom and gloom in the prophets because they are warnings. They're warnings to us all that we must not live as the Israelites lived and end up in distress. But Zechariah, his prophecy was an encouraging prophecy. And I think that this man, Zechariah, in the New Testament, was probably an encouraging man. And he was inspired by the promise that the Lord was going to fulfill all his promises. His name means the Lord will remember. Jehovah remember. And he had been going through the rituals, the tabernacle, the temple rituals, week after week, day after day, year after year. Nothing had happened. Last week, Eric told us that there was those long periods of silence of God. lots of things going on in history, not very much recorded in scripture about it. God was silent, and Zechariah just kept on going in faith. I wonder if the Lord didn't choose Zechariah very carefully and say, Zechariah, you have the privilege of being a key man in the Christmas story.
I
keep on asking myself, I'm going to ask you this morning, what is your role?
那我自己在默想, 我今天也会再问你,
what is your role?
那你自己的角色是什么?
In the Christmas story.
你在圣诞节的故事里面的角色是什么?
Merry Christmas, how are you making Christmas merry for others?
你要如何让
the gospel, how are you getting the gospel up?
怎么样把 Christmas 变成
merry? God says there's an important job to be done. I can choose Zechariah to do it. And by the grace of God, Zechariah did it. And John the Baptist was a mighty man of God.
那施洗约翰他的儿子成就了神的工作。
The next one was Elizabeth, and she was no ordinary woman. She was an older woman at this time, as was Zechariah. And they, because of advanced age, probably had a little more wisdom in parenting, probably less energy in parenting, but the determination to go ahead and do the great job that had to be done. What do we know about Elizabeth? And the answer is that she was named after Elizabeth, I think, is the name Aaron's wife. She was from the family of Judah. Her brother was a prince in the tribe of Judah, and she was a pretty, can I use the word noble, woman. Among the wonderful things about her was that her children were to be priests of the Most High God in posterity, or all the way down to their posterity, all the way down to the end. They were not to perpetuity, is the word that I was looking for. They're going to carry right on all the way down. She was to be the
她的世代,
she was to be the mother
她,
of the priestly
clan.
I honor she had to lay a foundation that was going to be carried on, not for
decades,
not just for centuries. She had to lay a foundation that was going to be carried on.
她, 会按照着神的指示去下去，直到今天。
So what kind of a woman was she? We don't know all the details about her. But she did a good job. She had a strong priestly line. Many of them were weak, but many were strong. So here you got Zechariah and Elizabeth. And I say to myself, all right, Aaron, what kind of character do you have as it would relate to those two wonderful people? The next were Mary and Joseph. What do we know about Mary? I should tell you what Elizabeth's name means. It means the God of the oath, doesn't it? God had made a promise. He had sworn that he was going to do a great work. And this woman, Elizabeth, said, God can do a great work through me. I believe the same promise that my namesake did way back in the days of Aaron. And I believe that God can work through me. And she claimed the oath, the promise of the oath, just as her husband claimed the promise that God would remember. Mary comes next. What do we know about Mary's name? Well, Mary's name means bitter. Okay? I don't know that I would want to be involved with Mrs. Bitter. It's not the kind of a person, if I were going to get married, I don't think I would look for that quality in a wife. I'd rather be Mrs. Jovial, Mrs. Humble, Mrs. Forgiving, but bitter. Why would she be chosen? And I think in many respects she was named after the miracle of the bitter water.
Marah. What happened?
Well, they took that and I believe that Mary probably, this is my surmisings now, but I think that Mary as a young girl might have been just a little bit hard to handle. I don't know that she was such a wonderful little girl. But I do think she got saved.
非常伟大的，可是我知道他
得救了。
你有想过吗？当人得救
的
时候，就是他最美好的时
候。
我们不知道他年
纪有多大，
可是当他得救的时候，
所有的苦都变成甘甜。
而他的属
灵
也变成祝福给他所有身边的人。
I think God said, Mary,
那神说啊，
I can use someone like you.
玛利亚，我将
I would think quite different was Mary from Elizabeth.
跟
伊丽莎白
肯定是不一样的。
But I think probably in background and in the
initial
spirit. But they became very much alike as in her humility. Mary was willing to have her bitterness removed.
因为这样才
能把他的心中的病给除掉。
那约瑟呢？
Well, we know that Joseph's got an interesting name. It means he will add, and Joseph was obviously named after Jacob's son Joseph. And the question is, what do we know about Jacob's son Joseph? This parallels to the life of Joseph in the New Testament. And you'll remember that in the Old Testament,There was a question of this terrible distress that Joseph got himself into, living in Potiphar's house when his wife was intent upon evil. And Joseph, by the grace of God, turned and fled. She manufactured the lies against him. And the implication of that.Terrible situation, the second of the terrible situations that he got himself into through no fault of his own, was that he spent many years in prison.
约瑟就约的约瑟在牢狱中过了许多年。
How would that relate to the Joseph of the New Testament?
那这个旧约的约瑟跟新约
的
约瑟有什么
关系？The problem with the Joseph of the New Testament was that his wife.Had a son who was not his son, and it was actually God's plan for Joseph and for Mary and for Jesus. It's just that people didn't really believe him. He was despised.
Every
man
who
were told of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And Joseph probably, when he was a little boy, would say, Now, I wonder, why would my name be Joseph? And he would listen most attentively in Sunday school as the name Joseph was discussed and he would fall. And then he probably thought, I wonder what it would be like to be in prison for all those years misunderstood. And by the masses. And then Joseph, besides being a just man, he would have put Mary away privately, but then the Lord said, no, don't do that. So he took Mary to himself. But
all
those years, they said, you know, the problem with you, Joseph, is you're not telling the truth. You really are the father of that child, or misunderstood, maltreated.His own brethren, unhappy to have him around. The baby born in a field or in a stable, when his relatives could have accepted him. Fleeing into Egypt, where Joseph was sent. What do we know about the New Testament Joseph? He was a man of great character, like his Old Testament namesake.
伟大的性格，他有。
How do you get to be a member of the Christmas story?
那你如何记得圣诞节故事呢？
Great character.
上帝说，你要。
How do you get great character? The way Mary got great character, humble before God.
就是在主面前要谦卑。
She said, "Lord, would you change me?" And the Lord says, "I sure will."
那他们会跟神说。
Well, there was a.
可以改变我吗？
Simeon was next, wasn't he? And Simeon We don't know terribly much about Simeon.
But
he's got name means hearing. And he was named after the Simeon in the Old Testament. The Simeon in the Old Testament was the second eldest son of Jacob. And he was a man who wasn't very good at hearing. At least he wouldn't listen. Do you remember that when Joseph was in the pit, and the brothers were trying to decide what to do, Reuben, he gave them some advice, and then he left the company. Simeon, then being the eldest, was in charge, and they said when they were down in Egypt, we heard his pleadings. We listened to his pleadings. We would not hear. Simeon had, we would not hear in the Old Testament. And I think in the New Testament, this man Simeon said,
we're
going to learn a lesson for my name's sake. I intend to hear.
The Simeon is listening to God's voice.
Lord said to him one day, Simeon, you won't die until you see the Lord's Christ. That's very interesting. I'm not sure how long it was after that Simeon died. He probably got to be a relatively old man. People said to him, Simeon, I think you're probably going to have to get ready to die. You know, Simeon said, I'm not going to die. I can't die until I've seen the Lord Christ. I haven't seen him yet. I'm not going to worry about that. He probably wondered about waiting. And I think he waited and waited. He probably remembered that his namesake in the Old Testament was in a prison in Egypt. And his brothers went away. And Joseph said to him, Simeon, we'll let you out when your younger brother comes down. And I can imagine that the Old Testament Simeon in prison kept on saying, I wonder when my brothers are going to get hungry.
可是当时西面在监狱里面坐牢的时候，他肯定想，我的弟兄什么时候会来救我？
And the days went on, and the days went on, and the days went on, and he waited and waited and waited for his liberation. And I think the New Testament Simeon fell along and said, God will, one day, he's going to show me the Christ. Where did these characters come from? I think they came from the greatness associated with their Old Testament forebears. And I think they said, by God's grace, I want to be like them. I wonder if that's our objective for Christmas. We're going to have New Year's celebration before the week is over. And each of us will be saying, Lord, could you use me in the year 2017, please?
每个人会想到神啊,
I never really thought we'd get as far as 2017, actually, but by the grace of God,
we'll be there.
Is the Lord going to use us? Well, he would use us as we learn the great lessons of these great characters. Anna the prophetess was next. And who she named after? Well, she would be named after Hannah, wouldn't she? In the Old Testament, and Hannah was this marvelous woman of God, and she didn't have a son, and she cried to the Lord, she was in great distress because of it, and she said, Lord, if you'd give me a son, I'd give him to you, and the Lord answered her prayer. Here's Hannah, and she didn't have a son, apparently. She had a husband for his birth 2 years. He died after 7 years. Here she goes on. And I think probably she had a heart like
Hannah.
She said, Lord, you haven't seen fit to give me a son, but you could give me a job to do. It's interesting that Hannah in the Old Testament said to Samuel in the New Testament and the Lord before that, I'm going to give him to you and to the temple. And if you went to the temple in the days of Eli, you'd find little Samuel running around until he got to be big Samuel, and he was still there. He was always in the temple.
会住在
新约。那
新约的亚纳呢？他没有儿女。
To give you, Lord,
主会给他
stay in the temple,
一个使命，他自己住在殿里。
So I'm gonna stay in the temple myself.
他自己住在神的圣殿里。
Was she a woman of amazing character?
这个女人很有很好的信心。
Singular devotion.I don't think that there is any Old Testament prophet. Sorry, only any Old Testament precedent for a woman being in the temple all the time. There are some prophets in the days of Moses staying in the temple, kept on prophesying.
She said, I think that means me here.
She said, I think that means me here.
She said, I think that means me here. She said,
What was your job in the temple?
Well,
her job is to speak to all.About the Lord Jesus, who loved,
关于主耶稣
基督 for God's redemption in Israel.
关于神救赎的计划
Were they marvelous men and women?
那他们是不是很让人
敬
佩的男人女人呢
By the grace of God, we will. What about the shepherds? Interestingly, the shepherds are nameless.
那关于
and so, who were their antecedents way back in the early days? And it's interesting that these shepherds were from Bethlehem.And the famous Bethlehem shepherd was David. And I think that they all look back at David as their, as their namesake for a bearer. They had a fair number of things in common with David. One of those things about David, and there's so many stories about David, it's hard to pick out which one you want. But one of the stories about David is that Samuel came to visit that family on one occasion.And he went to Jesse, David's father, and he said, Now, I happen to be the priest here. I'm the chief administrator in the country. I'm the chief religious leader in the country. I'm the prophet. I'm sort of a big wheel. At least that's what they would have recognized him as. And he said, Now, I would like you, please, to bring your family to a feast. We're going to have a sacrifice. Bring all your sons.And Jesse said, sure, I'll bring all his sons. And he brought all his sons to the feast. Of course, when he got them there, the Lord hadn't chosen any of them. And so Samuel says to Jesse, listen, did you bring all your sons? Well, Jesse said, not all of us, but there's one I remember you brought in. He's David, he's out with the sheep.
他在看着羊,
and this
看管着羊,
boy who was ignored by his father.
那就是这个大卫。
The biggest event that ever took place in that family was that Samuel had come to the home.
那撒母耳来他们家。大卫不在家。
Samuel said, "We're not doing anything."
撒母耳说，我们不会做任何事情。
When he came, he was anointed to be king.
他在等着把大卫立为王。
David was a man of character.So what were the children doing? What were the shepherds doing
that night? 当晚他,
Answer, there were parties going on, I believe, in Bethlehem. All the families had come down to be taxed.
There
was a group of this family and a group of that family, and I believe Mary's families were there, and Joseph's family were there, and the shepherd's families were there.And they were out in the field looking at the sheep.
那这些牧羊人呢，却在旷野看着
他们。Can I remind you that there's something more important in life than parties?
那我们知道，在生命当中有许多
东西，
许多事情比派对还要重要。
We came to remember the Lord this morning.
我们今天早上来敬拜主。
Because there's something more important. Jesus is more important.
这个是因为主耶稣基督比所有任何事情还重要。
We're going to have lots of parties. We'll be people on the
other
side.
我们会有更多的事情要做。参加更多的宴会，蒙受更多的福分。那肯定的，很多事情比派对还要重要。这些牧羊人知道这个道理。他们会得到神的赏赐，因为他们默默的经营神所给他们
的。Problem with wise men is that they really weren't wise men because there were magi.
他们被称为博士，肯定是很有智慧的。
Magi is that nobody really knows for sure what it means.
Magi 就是东方
博士的意思。So the Magi, we call them wise men because they were obviously wise.
智慧的人，因为他们是
智慧的。They're called to be astronomers because they obviously see a star in the sky.
他们被称为天文学家，因为他们也明白到星星的意思。
Because the word Magi is just very hard to translate.
那其实 Magi 这个字。
What do we know about them?
Well, they came from the East, which is
probably where Abraham came from, wasn't it? And something happened. They saw the star in the sky. It's Stephen who has a parallel line. And it goes like this. The God of Abraham. Sorry. Yes. How is it? I can't quote it to you, I apologize. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham. That's the line. It was a star of glory that appeared to the wise men in the same place that Abraham was. Abraham saw the God of glory. They saw the star of glory, but I think that they had a whole lot in them, like Abraham had in those early days. Abraham saw the glory of God and said, I don't understand it, but I'm glad. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into the country that he should, after receiving for an inheritance, obeyed it. He went out not knowing whither he went. And the wise men followed the star. They didn't know where it was going, but they had enough wisdom to say, I'm going to follow that star. But you and I don't know where God is leading us. In 2017, or by the grace of God beyond 2017, you're willing to follow him. They were wise men, weren't they? The age of Christmas, and each great in the fact that they took what they had, their names, their position, their heritage, their given responsibility, and they said, by the grace of God, I'm going to live like the men and women of God lived before me.
蒙神的召唤实现了他们的使命，神使用他们，那我们也可以像他们一样，在这个圣诞节的
经历。
神啊，现在我们的祷告就是，透过这个圣诞节，男人和女人，我们每个人都愿意跟随主耶稣基督，我们蒙这接受了这个伟大伟大的礼物。我们是多么愚笨啊！如果我们不接受这份礼物，
所以我们在这边献上感谢主，谢谢
基督，谢谢他给这个生命，这个多么伟大的机会，有这个荣耀。我们祷告，我们可以像这些有智慧的人，我们可以为你的荣耀而生活。我们谢谢你。召唤这些人，我们也希望你会召唤我们，我们也是基督徒的祷告，阿门。